Have you ever felt trapped in the rat race, working harder each year but still struggling to make ends meet? Mark Podolsky found himself in this exact position in 2001, miserable at his investment banking job, physically ill each morning at the thought of going to work, and arguing with his wife over organic baby food they couldn't afford. Then he discovered something that would completely transform his life, buying and selling raw land. With his last $3,000 in savings, he purchased several parcels at a New Mexico tax auction and flipped them for $12,000 within 30 days, a 300% return. This wasn't luck or privilege, it was a repeatable system that anyone could learn. Today, Podolsky is known as the Land Geek, having completed over 5,000 land deals and building a business that generates substantial passive income while he works just a couple of hours per week. His approach has attracted attention from major investors like Warren Buffett, who famously said, "Buy land, they're not making it anymore." What makes Podolsky's method revolutionary is that it avoids the headaches of traditional real estate. No tenants, toilets, toilets, or trash. Remember Lewis Carroll's Red Queen from Through the Looking Glass? She tells Alice they must run as fast as possible just to stay in place. This perfectly captures the economic reality most Americans face today. We're working harder than ever, yet slipping backward financially. That's why couples fight over basic necessities, why both spouses often work multiple jobs, and why most families lack even $1,000 in combined savings. The core problem is what Podolsky calls solo economic dependency. Your income stops the moment you stop working. I witnessed this firsthand as a young dental business broker. Dentists, despite their high incomes, were essentially enslaved to their practices. If they weren't physically drilling teeth, they earned nothing, essentially working for their staff and suppliers rather than vice versa. This dependency creates a life where you're constantly serving others, your landlord, lenders, and service providers, while getting nowhere yourself. You're trapped in an exhausting race with no finish line. Even high-income professionals like doctors and lawyers suffer from this condition, as their expensive lifestyles often expand to consume whatever they earn. What's the solution? Creating passive income streams that continue whether you're working or not. But not all passive income is created equal. A colleague and I theorized that the perfect business would have no physical inventory, one-time sales generating recurring revenue, built-in pain for customers to opt out, and a niche without competitive pricing pressures. Land investing nearly matches all these criteria. Land lasts forever, can be improved to increase value, has low ownership costs, and offers pricing flexibility due to uniqueness. The missing piece, recurring revenue, is solved through owner financing. By selling land at full market value on payment plans with interest, you create monthly cash flow while recovering your initial investment through down payments. With multiple customers making payments, your income is no longer solo dependent. If someone defaults, you still have other paying customers plus repossessed land to resell. This system creates true freedom, what Podolsky calls the three W's: working when you want, where you want, and with whom you want. The concept behind land investing is deceptively simple. All across America, property owners are inadvertently advertising their unwanted land by not paying property taxes. When people don't value something, they stop investing in its upkeep and maintenance. These owners will often sell their property for a fraction of their market value, sometimes even giving it away for free just to escape their mounting tax burden and ongoing liability. The reasons for land abandonment are diverse and often deeply personal. Job losses force difficult financial decisions. Divorces lead to property disputes and eventual abandonment. Inheritances leave distant relatives with land they never wanted and don't know how to manage. Medical emergencies drain savings accounts. Sometimes people simply purchase land as an investment that didn't pan out as planned. When these owners stop paying taxes, they begin a predictable journey toward foreclosure, creating opportunities for informed investors. This strategy differs significantly from traditional tax lien investing, where investors bid on unpaid tax certificates, hoping to earn 12 to 18% interest when owners eventually redeem their properties. Podofsky's model focuses on direct acquisition, purchasing the land outright at substantial discounts, then either flipping it quickly for immediate profit or creating passive income streams through owner financing arrangements. The success stories from Podofsky students demonstrate the strategy's potential. Jeff Axton's Colorado deal stands out. He acquired 35-acre parcels at an average price of $222 each, plus back taxes. Within 2 months, he generated over $30,000 in profit and established $1,000 in monthly passive income through owner finance sales. These properties featured mountain views, maintained road access, and proximity to utilities, far from the worthless desert plots many might imagine. The system's reproducibility is evident across various markets. Scott Todd's Florida success, turning $890 into $9,900 through a single transaction, showcases the potential in southeastern markets. Tate Litchfield's Oregon deal, transforming $5,000 into $22,900, proves the model's effectiveness in the Pacific Northwest. These results stem from a systematic approach rather than lucky one-off deals. The strategy's success hinges on precise market selection and efficient seller outreach. Podofsky recommends focusing on specific regions, particularly the southwestern United States and Florida, where land ownership patterns and local economics create optimal conditions. His direct mail approach differs markedly from traditional investors' methods. Instead of sending vague "we buy land" letters that invite endless phone calls and negotiations, he sends specific, non-negotiable offers with clear terms. While he includes a space for counteroffers, the approach eliminates time-consuming back-and-forth discussions and zeroes in on truly motivated sellers who are ready to transact. This streamlined process allows investors to scale their operations efficiently, processing hundreds of potential deals while focusing energy only on those most likely to succeed. The approach also helps sellers by providing a clear, straightforward exit from their unwanted property obligations. Creating wealth through land investing follows a simple five-step system that anyone can learn and implement. 1. Find motivated sellers. Contact county treasurers for tax-delinquent property lists, then filter by criteria like price range, owner location, and ownership duration. These lists are gold mines because they identify owners already losing money on their land. 2. Send low-ball offers. Mail direct offers to these owners, not vague inquiries, but specific dollar amounts they can simply sign and return. Podofsky's offers are uniquely tested to achieve a 3-5% response rate compared to typical direct marketing 0.5%. The formula? Research the median selling price for similar properties, then divide by 4 to create a 300% margin of safety. 3. Analyze the deal. Due diligence sounds intimidating but requires just a 5-10 minute property value check online. With aerial imagery available for nearly every piece of land and inexpensive crowdsourcing, you can hire locals to take pictures and prepare property reports. Verify the deed matches the seller's name, ensure the title is clean with no liens, and check for access issues or zoning restrictions. 4. Market effectively. Once you own the property, marketing is crucial. The best buyers are often neighboring property owners. Send them letters, offering the chance to increase their holdings before going to market. Beyond neighbors, use high-traffic platforms like Craigslist, Facebook buy-sell groups, and land-specific sites like LandWatch that get 500,000-plus monthly visitors. 5. Close the deal. There are three basic ways to close. Direct, seller signs and notarizes a deed, you record it and send payment. De facto notary, using a notary as escrow. Or Simplifile, an electronic recording service. For beginners, the direct method is simplest. Just ensure you record the deed before sending payment. The beauty of this system is its accessibility. Unlike house flipping or apartment investing that require substantial capital, you can start land investing with just a few $1,000s. And unlike other real estate investments, you rarely need to physically visit the properties. Everything can be done remotely with a computer, internet access, and a phone. Why do some people succeed in land investing while others fail? The answer lies not in the tactics, but in mindset. Those who thrive share one essential trait. They love getting a good deal. Not just appreciate it, they're genuinely addicted to it. The rush that comes from paying less than retail value fuels their persistence through inevitable challenges, much like how successful stock investors get excited about buying during market downturns. This dedication to not overpaying is crucial because money is made on the buy. The lower your acquisition cost, the higher your profit margin. Warren Buffett, Donald Trump, and Sam Walton all built their fortunes on this principle. Buffett famously waits years to buy companies at the right price, while Walton revolutionized retail by obsessively seeking the lowest possible acquisition costs. This principle becomes even more critical in land investing, where carrying costs can quickly erode profits if the initial purchase price is too high. Beyond bargain hunting, successful land investors understand that business success follows a squiggly line of ups and downs, not a straight upward trajectory. As Seth Godin explains in The Dip, every business venture starts promisingly before hitting inevitable plateaus where nothing happens despite increased effort. These plateaus can last weeks or months, testing even the most determined investors. This is where winners separate from quitters, during the long stretches when motivation wanes and doubt creeps in. Podolsky's students John and Fred experienced this firsthand, pushing through seemingly endless periods of no sales before suddenly experiencing breakthrough success. John spent 6 months making offers with zero acceptances before landing 3 deals in 1 week. Fred faced rejection after rejection, but maintained his systems and eventually built a 7-figure land business. The key is focusing on what you can control: daily research, making offers, proper pricing, customer service, due diligence, and marketing. Successful investors treat these activities as non-negotiable habits rather than occasional tasks. Perhaps most importantly, successful investors have a powerful why driving them. For Podolsky, it wasn't passion for land itself, but what the business provided: financial security, freedom, and flexibility to focus on relationships, helping others, and personal growth. This deeper purpose sustained him through early failures and market downturns. Without this deeper purpose, it's easy to get derailed by obstacles and make excuses. Some of his most successful students were motivated by supporting aging parents, funding children's education, or escaping unfulfilling careers, proving that personal motivation matters more than industry expertise. The right mindset also includes embracing continuous learning and adapting to market changes. Successful land investors regularly attend seminars, join mastermind groups, and study market trends. They view setbacks as learning opportunities rather than failures and consistently refine their systems based on real-world feedback. The ultimate goal isn't just making money, it's creating a true business that operates without your constant involvement. Following Michael Gerber's E-Myth principles, Podolsky spent 5 years creating systems, automation, and delegation to build something that generates income whether he's working or not. This transformation from self-employed to business owner required a fundamental shift in thinking about time, systems, and scalability. Just as Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson isn't making your morning frappuccino, you shouldn't be doing every task in your land business. The entrepreneurial mindset means building something bigger than yourself through systems so clear and simple that anyone can execute them. This involves documenting every process, from answering customer inquiries to closing deals, in a way that's repeatable and trainable. This requires ruthless prioritization of your time and a commitment to documentation. Podolsky tests his systems by having his teenage daughter read them. If she doesn't understand something, he revises until it's perfectly clear. This approach makes the business bulletproof against staff turnover and ensures continuity even when key team members leave. He creates detailed standard operating procedures, SOPs, for everything from checking property titles to managing customer relationships. The key question to ask yourself daily, how can I remove this task forever? Even saving 5 seconds on a recurring task compounds into significant time savings that allows you to focus on growth through marketing and sales. For example, creating email templates for common customer questions saved Podolsky's team hours each week, while implementing automated follow-up sequences increased their closing rate by 30%. Today's technology makes this easier than ever through tools like Zapier, Airtable, and automated CRM systems. What once took 20 minutes of paperwork now takes seconds, and with virtual assistants handling routine tasks, you can focus on strategy and growth. Podolsky initially ran his land business with just Excel spreadsheets, which worked but prevented scaling. Now, 90% of his business runs automatically with inexpensive virtual assistants and software, costing less than $2,000 monthly while managing hundreds of properties. The transition requires investing time upfront to document processes, train team members, and implement automation tools. However, this investment pays dividends through increased efficiency, reduced errors, and the ability to scale without proportionally increasing overhead. Successful systematization also means creating redundancy, ensuring multiple team members can handle critical tasks and no single person becomes a bottleneck in the operation. In 2010, despite generating over $800,000 annually from real estate ventures and land flipping, Podolsky found himself in a hospital bed, gripped by a severe panic attack that forced him to confront an uncomfortable truth. He had transformed into what Buddhist philosophy terms a hungry ghost, a being perpetually consumed by desire, eternally grasping for more, yet never finding satisfaction, regardless of its material abundance. Parkinson's law of money had insidiously taken control of his life. Spending expands to consume available income. With each successful deal, his lifestyle inflated accordingly. A sprawling mansion in an exclusive neighborhood, a fleet of luxury vehicles, premium private schools for his children, multiple housekeepers, full-time nannies, and lavish vacations. On paper, he epitomized success, but internally he felt hollow, trapped in an expensive prison of his own making. Each apparent status symbol became another link in the golden chains binding him to an unsustainable lifestyle. The 2008 Great Recession delivered a brutal but necessary wake-up call. Facing financial reality, Podolsky and his wife embarked on a dramatic downsizing journey, selling their Mercedes for a modest Toyota, relocating from their 5,000-square-foot house to an 1,800-square-foot rental, and transitioning their children from elite private schools to public education. While his ego initially struggled with these changes, an unexpected transformation began to unfold. With significantly reduced overhead costs, but still maintaining a healthy six-figure income, the family discovered a new rhythm of life. They began eating dinner together regularly, spent weekends on simple pleasures like hiking and board games, and found themselves genuinely enjoying each other's company. His marriage grew stronger through shared challenges, his children developed greater resilience and appreciation, and he reconnected with fundamental values, family bonds, purposeful work, and genuine gratitude for life's simple pleasures. This personal journey led Podolsky to explore happiness research, which revealed crucial insights. Income increases correlate with happiness only up to about $75,000 annually, with minimal gains up to $250,000, beyond which additional wealth can actually diminish life satisfaction. Through careful analysis, he determined that most people can achieve true financial freedom with $10,000 monthly in passive income, while $20,000 represents an optimal target that provides both security and opportunities without the burden of excess. The essence of authentic wealth, Podolsky discovered, isn't about accumulating vast sums or maintaining an impressive net worth. Instead, it's about creating sustainable passive income streams that comfortably exceed your fixed expenses, liberating your time and energy to pursue meaningful life goals. This wisdom echoes the famous parable of the Mexican fisherman who already had what the wealthy businessman spent years chasing: the freedom to spend time with family, enjoy simple pleasures, and live life on his own terms. True success, Podolsky learned, isn't measured by the constant pursuit of more, but by having enough to live authentically and purposefully. When should you quit if you're not seeing results? Podolsky's answer is definitive: 36 months. If after focused daily effort for 3 years, land investing hasn't moved the needle in your life, then move on. But most people give up far too early, expecting overnight success in a business that requires patience and persistence. This 3-year timeline isn't arbitrary. It accounts for market cycles, seasonal variations, and the time needed to build deep market knowledge and reliable systems. Success requires grit, the determination to improve daily despite setbacks. As Tim Ferriss says, a person's success in life can usually be measured by the number of uncomfortable conversations he or she is willing to have. These conversations include negotiating with sellers, following up on late payments, and managing contractor relationships. When you combine a powerful why with the knowledge of escaping solo economic dependency, you develop unstoppable determination. Your why might be financial freedom, more time with family, or building generational wealth. Whatever drives you to push through challenges. Don't go it alone. Find someone who has accomplished what you want and follow their footsteps. The land investing community is filled with success stories: former corporate employees who now earn six figures working part-time, stay-at-home parents who built portfolios while raising children, and retirees who found a second career. These mentors can help you avoid common pitfalls, provide accountability, and share proven systems. Start manageable with 20 in the box. Mailing 20 offers daily gives you 100 weekly, making it easy to track your response rate. This consistent volume creates predictable deal flow and allows for meaningful data analysis. Target a 3-5% acceptance rate. If you're below 2%, your offer amount may be too low. Study your market's recent sales data and adjust accordingly. Never stop mailing. That's the biggest mistake investors make. Without consistent mailings, your pipeline dries up, leading to feast or famine cycles that can derail your progress. Track your key metrics religiously: response rates, conversion rates, and profit per deal. Use spreadsheets or software to monitor trends and identify areas for improvement. Successful investors often discover their sweet spots in specific counties or property types through careful tracking and analysis. As Zig Ziglar said, if you'll do for the next 3 to 5 years what other people won't do, you'll be able to do for the rest of your life what other people can't do. Land investing offers that rare opportunity, a business model that can transform your financial future while giving you back the most precious resource of all: your time. The key is maintaining unwavering consistency in your daily actions while leveraging the power of community support and mentorship. The digital revolution has transformed business automation possibilities. Today's software systems are not just powerful, but increasingly accessible and cost-effective. What previously demanded countless hours of paperwork, phone calls, and manual processing can now be systematized and delegated through sophisticated yet user-friendly platforms. Podolsky frequently quips that his next book should be titled The 2-Hour Workweek, playfully referencing Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Workweek. While seemingly hyperbolic, this reflects his reality. He dedicates just a few hours weekly to overseeing his acquisition manager and virtual assistants. The automation ecosystem he's built relies on several key components. LG Pass, his proprietary software system, manages the core business operations and workflow. Virtual assistants based in the Philippines handle customer service, document processing, and administrative tasks at a fraction of U.S. labor costs. GeekPay.io automates payment collection, ensuring steady cash flow without manual intervention. These systems work in concert to create a self-sustaining operation that generates revenue with minimal oversight. The impact of this automation extends beyond mere efficiency. Imagine checking your phone in the morning to find several thousand dollars deposited overnight. Money that arrived while you slept because your systems handled everything from marketing to closing deals. This isn't just passive income, it's systematic wealth creation through intelligent business design. This automation-first approach fundamentally transforms the relationship between time and money. Using Death Clock as a sobering reminder, Podolsky calculated he has roughly 11,000 days remaining, a finite resource that drives his obsession with time optimization. He approaches time-saving opportunities with an investor's mindset, willing to spend significant money to reclaim hours of his life. This might mean investing in premium software solutions, hiring additional support staff, or upgrading systems to eliminate bottlenecks. The result is a business model that reverses the traditional time-for-money equation. Instead of trading hours for dollars, automated systems generate wealth while preserving your most precious resource, time. This creates true freedom, the ability to pursue passion projects, spend time with family, travel extensively, or launch new ventures without being tethered to daily operations. Land investing, when properly automated, becomes more than a business, it's a vehicle for lifestyle design. Whether your goal is early retirement, philanthropic pursuits, or the flexibility to choose how you spend each day, automation makes it possible. As Podolsky concludes in his signature podcast sign-off, let freedom ring. A reminder that business automation isn't just about efficiency, it's about creating the life you want to live.